This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him.
I got some great Christmas.
And heaven and nature sing.
Who was gushing about Lou Rawls? I guess Martin the other day. Martin loves Lou Rawls.
I like
also.
Lou.
Yeah.
I like Lou, too. Is this Lou?
This is Lou Rawls.
Christmas. I like Lou.
I got a bunch of Christmas music today.
Yeah,
I love Christmas.
I need you to make me a...
Thank you.
Or make me, give me some...
You're Dr. Donut.
Some,
don't
good,
make
some good old school Christmas music.
I got some stuff here.
Like
I'm
going to
show
soul.
It to you. I got some soul stuff. We're going to play a song called A Mistletoe by Luther Vandross next. When you hear it, you think you can dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
You can.
We are at Schnucks in O'Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you about some great sales. Dr. Pepper 2 liters, 88 cents. They have the Hawaiian rolls, $1.99 each for a big bag. Schnucks shredded cheese, fresh asparagus, all sorts of sales. We're here at the Schnucks in O'Fallon. What's the best way of describing it? Because there's quite a few Schnucks.
Oh, Highway K and in Mexico Road?
I passed three Schnucks on the way here.
I know. It's off Mexico Road, right? Isn't that where we are technically?
Yeah. We're on the Mexico Loop East.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Way to go, Daniel Boone.
Mexico East. Mexico Loop East. Are you a big soda drinker, Frank?
No, I try to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I'll have a Diet Pepsi to pick me up. But how about you?
Well, I might pick up one of these Dr. Pepper 2-liter bottles for 88 cents, but I haven't had soda in years.
Good lead.
You know what I
like
do
that.
Like is soda at a
like
movie
that.
At a movie theater with popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
It
tastes different.
But you know what? You don't go to as many movies anymore because everything you have access to.
And get Juicy Fruit candy.
Oh, that is
that's
good.
Great with the popcorn.
Movie theaters, they ruined movie theaters when they started putting couches and stuff like that in these movie theaters.
You mean the comfortable chairs?
Yeah.
No, but they put wine in.
I mean, those things are absolutely disgusting, okay?
Oh, you can remember you
Is
used
there
to go
actually
to the movie.
Couches?
I just don't need I don't need to be laying on some couch.
Has that.
Used to make out
in
when
a movie
you,
theater.
I used to go to the movie theater and make out with your girlfriend. Mm. And now this is the perfect time.
Isn't that a good vision for all of us here this morning?
That is absolutely maybe the worst.
We're all having that vision right
Merry
now.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Maybe that is the worst visual I've ever heard.
Oh, no. I had motion in the ocean, brother.
Motion in the ocean. That's the only way Charlie could make out with a girl when she couldn't see his face in the dark. See?
No.
When it's dark in a dark movie theater.
Oh, we had a great time.
Then the lights come on.
My mother said, never take a girl your first date to a movie theater because you can't talk.
Oh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That Plaza Frontenac Theater, though, that's Martin's favorite place. That is really a good place to go on a cold night, just sit in that theater.
That's great. Does he go by himself?
I think he brings
we can't say we can't say what this young lady said about Martin last week.
You want to wait?
We want to wait to save that.
That's good.
What she said.
No, it's
Where
good.
Was this at?
You were standing there. We told you what she said. It's a party.
Oh, man.
We got to save it. It was a great parade. It was
what
great
will
for
you
ratings.
Be doing during the holidays, like the actual like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, I go to Immaculata for a midnight mass at 10 o'clock. And Christmas Day, I go by family houses and friends that I haven't seen for years. And
What's on your Christmas list, Tuna?
To do or gifts?
Gifts. What do you want?
Clothes. I already got clothes. I don't like – actually, I'd rather give gifts. I'm a gift – I'm one of the top gift givers you will ever see.
What'd you get us?
Gifts.
What'd you get us?
I was going to bring cotton candy today, but I didn't know what you told me last week. Crown candy.
Who the hell wants cotton candy?
Crown candy. Can you hear? What's wrong with him today? He's talking over everybody.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, you. What's
Please. I say you're H. Junior over here, man, the way your tongue's wagging.
Will your daughters be in?
No, this year just the one daughter lives here. But the other one will be in Jacksonville. For her Christmas gift, she said, Dad, I only want one thing, for you to come to Florida to see me.
And he's like, well, I haven't left the state of Missouri once in the last 45 years.
You picture him like
so.
In Florida in shorts. one of those.
No, I don't wear shorts.
He's never worn
shorts.
Never?
Except the work I'm in. I don't wear shorts. Come on.
Must be hiding something.
No, I don't want me wearing those shorts. Man, look like a girl
Bunions or something.
One of those shorts or a hat. Man, look like a woman
now,
in shorts.
I envy you on Christmas morning.
Who's that?
You with the small kids. There's nothing better than Christmas morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, isn't that something?
They won't even go to sleep right now. I mean, they're so excited.
What was your favorite
And you
Christmas
do it on Christmas morning, right?
First off, can I just tell you this? Yeah, Christmas morning.
Well, I guess you are going to tell us. Go ahead.
So,
kind of
you little Chloe comes home yesterday and says this kid in her class, I don't want to call him out by name.
No, call him out. Tells
the entire class.
This is Santa Claus related. We're going to call him out.
Yeah, call him out. Tells the entire class that there's no such thing as Santa Claus and that he's never gotten a present from Santa. And it all comes from your parents. Now, he tells the whole class.
How old is the kid?
What grade is this?
They're 7 years old.
Oh, really? That's terrible.
Name him.
That's a terrible message. Terrible. Did your son believe him?
I'd like to see him. My daughter, no, she doesn't believe him.
Good for her.
She believes in Santa, as she should, because I still believe in Santa. That kid should be removed from the school. That's if I really wanted to go to the extent necessary.
You should tell the teacher. Let me go call
him
today.
I bet that they're going to get some complaints on this kid.
You think?
That's terrible. No. That's worse than beating up a kid.
Well, let me go up there and talk to her today. I'll go up there and talk. Uncle Charlie will go up and talk to her today.
Where do you think Santa Claus?
I'll stop it.
Where is Santa Claus from? You know, I'm around a lot of Canadians, Frank. And they believe that Santa truly is from Canada. But there are those who are from Finland, and there's an old story that the original Santa Claus comes from Finland.
Wow.
Where's he from? Do you know the story to this?
Well,
I don't.
I know he's not from the ghetto, because we never saw a guy in the red and white suit in our neighborhood.
So. I remember one Christmas.
Unless it was made by FUBU.
We never saw that dude.
I remember one Christmas morning I woke up in a panic at like 4:30
because
I forgot to have a cookie. I forgot to eat one of the cookies and drink some of the milk.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
We've done that.
Bite. Yeah.
We've done that.
That is just, there's no better
hours. And your mother spends all the day before cooking pies and cakes and food. Oh,
Sweet potato pie.
Let me ask you.
Sweet potato. Not pumpkin.
Much better than pumpkin.
Sweet potato pie?
You never had it.
It is the greatest.
I've never had it.
You eat pumpkin pie, right?
You know who has the best pies in St. Louis, by the way? And I'll be heading out there probably Monday, maybe Saturday. Saturday or Monday.
Who's that?
Annie Guns, man.
Really?
In the smokehouse. Their pies are phenomenal.
I got a basket yesterday from Del Mar Gardens full of everything, and one thing was a pie.
Was it really? a move-in gift? Or?
No. It's from my advertiser.
Like moving in,
it was like, we feel sorry for you. Here's a basket.
No, I thought it was he moving in, he gets a pie.
I got that. That happened to me.
Oh, he's moving in.
No.
Yeah. Probably so. How far should you go with your kids on Christmas, Frank? Because I feel like, I mean, I start coming down with major symptoms here when I walk out of these stores. Well, how much money you spend on Christmas? It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, how far do you take it?
Well, I think you just can't make it.
You got to go all out.
No. I wouldn't.
No.
Well,
set a limit with each one of them, number wise.
I got my girls each up until a couple years ago, and they said, "Dad, we're grown women now. You don't have to do it anymore." 13 gifts apiece. And you're
13
always,
gifts. Are you picking out 13 gifts yourself?
Yeah, I'm one of the best. I can pick out clothes for my kids better than anyone. They would tell you. My ex-wife would tell you,
so you're picking
you
out blouses?
I can pick out anything for them.
What are you,
dresses? I don't do jeans anymore.
It's like a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that the
Look
TV show,
talking.
Whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can pick out gifts.
I bought a little Ty. He's not listening right now. You know, he'll get his first hockey jersey, right?
Who's on this?
I got him a blue, but I couldn't decide on a player.
Jake Allen?
So who'd you go with?
Don't put him in Jake Allen. He could go out in the backyard and stop a puck.
It's going to be too determined later. I left it blank.
Somebody asked me that the other day.
I swear to God,
I got an email from somebody saying, I'm buying my kid a blue sweater for Christmas. What name should I put on? I said, I'd be safe and put O'Reilly. Because
I'm a little different like this because, you know, it's got to be a specific position. Like, I don't want my kid to be a defenseman, so he doesn't need to wear a D-man. And I want him to be a right-hand shot, so I got to pick a player who shoots right-handed. Okay,
so
I can't
give
him.
It's just a jersey for a kid.
No, I'm just telling you.
What are you talking about? Come on, he's not a grown man.
So that eliminates guys. Like, when you talk about right-hand shots, you're kind of narrowed down to the Bozaks, to the Maroons, to the Perrons.
Just put Strickland on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
That's what you
Ty's
should
what,
do.
Three, four? You've already decided
at least
he's two.
Won't give up
he's
any
two.
Goals.
He's 2 years old.
Jersey.
Strick decided he's not playing defense already.
Wow.
He's two.
Here's the deal.
What if the coach says, hey, I think you have all the defensive skills. You should be a defenseman.
I would just tell. I tell the coach, you have no idea what you're talking.
You are going to be such an obnoxious hockey
now,
dad.
Oh, my goodness.
So my son, we've got a million mini sticks at our house, all different colors. And, again, I'm forcing him to be a right-hand shot because I'm right-handed, and therefore, you know, I can cut down my sticks and give it to him and save money that way, right?
So,
oh, yeah.
There
we go.
I hope he's there. I really
go.
Hope
that
he's lefty.
That nationality comes out now.
There we go.
So that nationality comes out now.
The only stick he will use is a blue-colored stick, but it's a left-hand. It's a left-handed stick.
Sounds like he got a southpaw stick.
He shoots it on his backhand only, but holding his hands like it's a right-handed stick, but he shoots it on it. So I let him do that. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods last night to try to find a right-handed blue mini stick so I could trick him so he'd start using a right-handed stick. They had probably 500 blue mini sticks. Every single one of them is a left shot.
Wow.
So yeah, is there an advantage to be a right-handed shot? No, not really, right?
Just listen, the majority of players are left shot versus right shot. So there's always you're always looking for right shot D-man. I mean, there's a premium when you're right-handed, but I don't know. I'm right-handed, so I want him to be
right-handed.
Well,
I don't think
that's totally crazy. I mean, like with Dom, I made sure he became a left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Because
he's
got a few more steps on the left-hand
side. How'd you do that?
More right-handed pitchers. I put the ball bat in his left hand.
At all times.
Yeah, he's right-handed with everything else. But
when he was young.
Yep.
Will I see your lovely daughter tonight?
Oh, yeah, at the Rosenblum Bash.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
For Frank's case. Frank.
Are those the scariest words to hear from Tina?
And will I be seeing
your daughter tonight?
She thinks it's the,
my God.
She believes it's the party of the century.
It's a Halloween
she
party?
She told me about my car door.
Oh, she's going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know where we're going
year.
Tonight?
Where?
To the Polar Express.
Oh.
Union Station.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. We ride the train. We've done this every year for like
we're
six
going
years.
To Heidi Glaus's going away party. She's leaving Channel 5
where's
after 20 years.
Really? That's
not
my
sure.
girl
I think
there.
She's moving into PR. She's great.
Where's she going?
She is wonderful.
I don't think she's made a decision. She has multiple offers.
Is she leaving
offers.
St. Louis?
Oh, no. She's staying in St. Louis.
So she's going
to go into working.
Why do so yeah. many television people, when they leave the business, go into PR? Is that a natural transition?
Yeah, I think PR companies know that there's some instant recognition and that maybe they could get people
and they
to come
the
to events.
Reach, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
And the contacts. Yeah. You like Heidi? Heidi's cool, man. I like Heidi,
cool.
too.
Cool. It's my girl.
You know who her brother-in-law is?
No.
Scott Pingle, the CBC state championship winning coach.
Do you
oh,
know,
is he?
Do you
oh,
know
really?
That my...
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
My daughter goes to school with... Remember the offensive coordinator from Mizzou with the crazy blonde hair?
Yost? Yeah, Yost is in town?
Her brother is...
Oh.
Her brother... So the kid who goes to school with my daughter, her mom's brother is Yost. So
wow.
I kind of knew that he was going to... where'd he just go to? He just got hired as an offensive coordinator somewhere. Texas Tech or something.
I think it was Texas Tech.
Before I know it's your show, we take over anyway, don't
yeah.
we? It's our show
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like I have any power on Fridays.
Jeez.
What you got, Charlie?
Mizzou? Before you give your thought, let me tell you, Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu. We appreciate Lonnie Folks being a part of this program, the athletic director. All right, Chuck, what's up?
What's your take on the – congratulations. Great show yesterday with Julian Winfield. I had him on last night.
Oh, you did?
He was cutting my grass again.
No, he had him on first. Julian Winfield, one of my favorite Mizzou players of all time.
What an athlete. What a defender.
He walked in, he looks young, like he's in high school.
What's he doing now?
He is in the insurance world. He's done very well. He's been in that for a while. He's got a son that's a sophomore at CB Chaminade, and he's a very good player, too.
Cardinal Ritter, right?
Cardinal Ritter for Julian, his son is Chaminade.
And so he was part of that. He was like the first one, right, before you went to Carowell and Woods
Chahide,
and Chahide.
Yeah.
Had one of the best bragging rights games ever, that triple overtime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's the one who filed Kawan Garris.
Yes.
He said allegedly.
But he's not going. He said he's only been to one bragging rights game.
Why is that?
And he's not going this year. Other things, and he's not going this year because his son is playing out of town.
Oh, I understand that. But they should have every one of those St. Louis kids, like Winfield and Grott. They should all be behind that
all
bench.
Line, right, exactly.
Do you know
right.
that?
Steeple
so
going.
This was my favorite event of the year for so long.
He has.
Steeple going.
And I told you that before. And then a couple years ago, they moved it to an afternoon game, which was a terrible decision. But the game is just not what it once was. You know, and for whatever reason, I can't explain it.
Well, the coaches were good, too, part of it.
Yeah, when you had Norman Lou, and then you had Weber and Quinn,
and you had some
good ones.
And both teams were so good. They were usually nationally ranked, if not very good.
You're right.
You know? And
but I will say this. I agree with you 100%. It's not quite the same. But it's still, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, you'll have at least 8,000 in orange and probably 8,000 or 9,000 in black. It's still pretty cool.
It used to be 21,000 sold out.
Yeah, now they have fewer seats for basketball now.
It used to be primetime on ESPN.
Now it's on the Big Ten Network.
It's on ESPNU now.
Yeah. You know, so,
it'll still be good because all those St. Louis kids are playing. Could you imagine when Tillman's name is introduced, the guy who committed to Illinois, when Mark Smith's name is going to be introduced,
Boom.
Who was at Illinois, and then all, you know, Torrance Watson, your guy from Whitfield, Javon Pickett from Belleville East, they're loaded with St. Louisans. Konzo's done well there.
Mm-hmm.
Mizzou, I think of SLU now.
Oh, SLU.
SLU is just getting.
I mean, SLU's looking a little overrated.
They're a little
right
overrated now,
okay.
Frank.
I mean, when you're down by.
Looking
like when you're down at halftime by five to a school I've never even heard of.
Oh, they.
That's a cause for concern for me.
They still they went on a 30-4 run.
Okay, they
teams have lapses.
Game.
Against North Carolina.
But are we getting a little too excited about them, or are they that good?
I think they still have a decent chance to be one of the top two teams in the Atlantic 10, and that would get them in the NCAA tournament, and that would be success.
Now they
are offensively challenged. I've been telling you all year long they're offensively challenged.
Now they were picked to win.
They're picked to win it, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you finish in the top two in the A-10, you go.
Oh,
and let me tell you something.
That's a
last Sunday, you got to remember this, is they were
just ahead of
they were seconds Fordham? They were seconds away from ending Houston's 22-game win streak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Houston's undefeated.
Houston's
10-0.
A good team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now a big test this weekend, Leonard Hamilton in Florida State on Saturday in Tallahassee.
Does he ever get old? Leonard Hamilton. He looks like he did 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
You want to see something?
Where was he at? Miami for years?
Miami. He was in Kentucky, my first job.
And he coached for
Oklahoma
Michael
State.
Jordan for a while, too.
And Washington. That didn't work out very well.
But he made a bunch of money.
He did.
He's still making money, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's an unbelievable recruiter. And that team, like, when they played Mizzou last year, I was at the NCAA tournament game in Nashville. There was just no comparison of personnel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Leonard had like nine guys who are all athletes and long, and then Missouri was pretty short at the end.
The team with the most guys that can probably play pro ball will go to the tournament. That's where it always works out, Frank, no matter what you say.
Well, or lottery picks, like with Duke. That's why Duke doesn't win it.
Oh, my God.
There's something wrong.
How much fun are they to watch?
They are.
He is the most watched athlete out of everybody
Zion
in the country.
Williamson?
Zion Williams right now. They played in New York last night.
I've never seen an athlete that looks like him. You know?
Yeah, you're right. 6'8", 285.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what his position is at the next level. He's not a three. He's undersized for a four, but he's just a player.
He's
Remember
a thick
had
body.
Had the player Frazier, who was a
Lamont?
Tight end?
Yes. Yes.
He kind of looks like him, but he's got the athletic ability of Dominique Wilkins. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, he's 3 inches taller, too.
Jump. You see him hit his head on the rim the other night.
Oh, my God.
Man, he's just.
Oh, my God.
I hate when people call him a freak, though.
How do they make him like that? That is just insane.
It all starts in the bedroom, Andy.
Is that where it starts?
It's in the loins.
Mm. Who used to say that?
My phrase.
Brother Jacob?
Yeah, that's my phrase. It starts in the loins, brother. Mm. So, hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
How
to you.
How are you? Can we get you anything? You want a cookie? Oh, come on. We want. You're going to hurt my feelings, and I only got one. I'm a fish. Have a cookie.
Have a cookie from Charlie Tuna.
Just be careful.
All right, we'll take a short time out.
When I have your cookie and your lady, be careful.
Broadcasting live from Schnucks. A couple of business items before we go to break. Quick word about Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, we recommend Hollywood Casino, where you can stay in their newly refurbished rooms. It's like staying at the Ritz. The prices are great. 99 Hops House is the place to watch SLU and Florida State on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Then you could have a nice steak at the Final Cut Steakhouse. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. And also, Anders, the official accounting firm of the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Go to anderscpa.com for more information. We'll take a break, broadcasting live from the Schnucks in O'Fallon.